concert news for you this morning, don't we, Dean?
This is just breaking a few minutes ago. The Eagles are coming to Chicago for the final time, they say. You know, we all know that there have been artists that have said, this is my farewell tour, and then they come back about five times after that. But the Eagles say that this is it. Their concert tour is actually called the Long Goodbye Final Tour, and it will be at the United Center on March the 8th. Tickets will begin going on sale next Wednesday, a week from today, for pre-sales, and then general ticket sales will begin a week from Friday, November the 3rd. Don Henley will be on this tour, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt. Vince Gill is going to be joining the band, and also Deacon Fry. Deacon Fry is the son of the late Glenn Fry, who performed for about 5 years with the band following his father's death and then left. He's going to be coming back for this final tour. He looks just like his dad. It's kind of eerie seeing him singing some of the classic Eagle songs.
That should be a good one. And we, of course, have Taylor Swift news to report on a daily basis, don't we?
Always. We would actually lose our license. People don't know that we could lose our license by not reporting Taylor Swift stories. But somebody has done some research to find which states in America report search Taylor Swift information more than any other state. And it turns out that it is the state of
California.
You want to guess? No. Want to guess? It is Florida. Florida searches Taylor Swift more than anyone else. 5 million searches in the last month. The state of Illinois, we are number 5 on that list.
And we're up there.
Yeah, we're still doing that. And I think most of those, honestly, are for me. From just searches that I've done.
And other entertainment reporters.
Right, because I like to. Right. It's the only way we can get any information. Heaven knows she's not giving us any. But it may have been when I went searching for Taylor Swift's favorite recipes, because I wanted to do a Taylor Swift recipe on my TV cooking segment, which I'm going to do today. I'll tell you what that is in a minute.
And let's talk a little bit about this house that was in the Halloween movie. The house is for sale now?
The house is for sale. This is the house in the movie, supposedly, where Jamie Lee Curtis's character lived. This is not where Michael Myers went on his rampage, where she had her showdown with Michael Myers. Because if you'll remember, she was babysitting when all of that took place. So that was a completely different house. But this house was supposed to have been located in the fictional town of Haddonfield, Illinois. There is no such place. The house actually is in South Pasadena, California. It is a 5,200 square foot home, and it can be yours today for $1.8 million.
All right. Are you the real estate broker? You got a cut on that?
I'm getting a small percentage on my real estate transaction.
And the man who was Shaft has passed away. Dean?
Yeah, actor Richard Roundtree. He was 81 years old. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer a couple of months ago, but went pretty fast. But Richard Roundtree was kind of a remarkable story. He was a model and then a theater actor, stage actor, and then got this role as John Shaft in these iconic movies, the most successful of all the blaxploitation films, certainly among the very first of the blaxploitation films. But it made him instantly a star all over the world. His manager said of Richard Roundtree, his work and career served as the turning point for African-American leading men in film. Truly, he became the first black superhero of all time. In later years, he would appear in many, many television shows and movies, most notably Being Mary Jane with Gabrielle Union. And he was in that Shaft remake a couple of years ago that starred Samuel L. Jackson. He played Samuel L. Jackson's father. There was a grandfather, father, and son, Shaft, in that movie. I interviewed them all in Harlem. We'll have those interviews coming up on my Sunday radio show this week. 81 years old, great actor Richard Roundtree.
Interesting man. All right, let's do a little bragging here. WGN Radio News getting some awards. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the Silver Circle Awards are a pretty big deal here in the state of Illinois. They are given out for broadcast excellence. WGN Radio got four of them last night for Best Hard News Story of the Year. The award went to WGN for our Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting coverage. Ryan Burrow and John Williams anchoring all of that coverage. For the Best Continuing Coverage, also for the Highland Park 4th of July shooting for WGN Radio. Best Sportscaster, a gentleman you might know named Dave Ennett, winning the Silver Circle Award. Congratulations.
It's a Silver Dome, actually. Dave's got a Silver Circle,
thank you,
too, but this is the Dome.
Oh, no, the Silver Dome. That's right. Silver Circle.
I'm looking at it. Dave's wearing it around his neck today.
Oh,
that's lovely,
thanks.
Dave.
It's a little heavy, but
it's a good workout.
You've got to brag when you can.
Yeah.
John Williams will be doing the same later for Best Radio Personality of the Year.
He Great.
Producer Pete Zimmerman won that. And a fellow by the name of Bob Surratt won an award, along with producer Joe Romano and Haley Boyd, the morning show crew, and Joseph Lindsley.
Yeah, well, Joseph Lindsley, he's really the guy who deserves the award with his reports from Ukraine.
Well, that's that Best Radio Series or Documentary, Ukraine-Russia War. Congratulations to all of our winners for Silver Dome Awards. Silver Dome Awards. I have to remember, it's just like my head. Silver Dome. It's a shiny dome.
I'll tell you, all I do really is say, hello, Joseph, what's going on? And he does the heavy lifting.
It just goes to show you, that's all you got to do to get an award
that's
sometimes.
That's it. I feel, you know, and that report that we submitted for the award, actually, as Joseph mentioned this morning, it was when Kyiv was attacked, and we did two reports that morning. It was way back in November of 2022. I'll tell you, I feel like Ted Koppel when Nightline started by running Iran hostage crisis segments,
right,
as a nightly update, and that's kind of how we started this thing with Joe Lindsley in Ukraine. We can't wait for him to come to Chicago to get his award one day.
Congrats.
Pray that
congrats
the war will be
to
over.
All the winners, yes, definitely.
What's on the stream?
We've got a bunch of new things. Really, this is kind of a something for everyone kind of week. On Netflix, there's a new movie that stars Emily Blunt and Chris Evans called The Pain Hustlers. It's about a couple of unscrupulous pharmaceutical reps cashing in on the opioid crisis. On Peacock, there is a sci-fi rom-com called If You Were the Last, about two astronauts who are stranded on a spaceship. Anthony Mackie co-stars in that. American Horror Stories is back this week with a new season that starts on Hulu tomorrow. On Paramount Plus on Friday, the Cold War spy drama Fellow Travelers, about a U.S. operative leading a secret double life. On the documentary front, there is one called Get Gotti, about the FBI's efforts to take down the notorious mob boss. That's running on Netflix right now. There's also on Apple TV Plus a docuseries, The Enfield Poltergeist, about strange spirits in a haunted house set back in 1970s London. That might be fun to watch. And Steven Spielberg's got a new documentary out called Life on Our Planet that looks beautiful. I am oddly attracted to this new documentary on Paramount Plus that takes a deep dive into the lip sync scandal of Milli Vanilli. I'm going to be watching.
They've
that.
They've run out of topics for documentaries.
I guess so. Pete Holmes has a new stand-up comedy special that's on Netflix right now.
Okay, so what is this Taylor Swift item that you're cooking today?
Well, you know, I wanted to do something ever since the movie came out. I am fully on the Taylor Swift bandwagon now. And so, you know, I've got my friendship bracelets. I've got my sequined clothing. It was hard to find in big and tall sizes. but I found a recipe, which is a recipe that Taylor Swift herself submitted to some magazine once, which is a chai vanilla sugar cookie, you know, like chai tea, that kind of nice, warm, autumny kind of flavor. You mix that in with some nutmeg into the cookie dough batter, and it makes a delicious cookie. It's a nice, light sugar cookie, very autumnal kind of flavor, but best of all, this is what Taylor eats, therefore this is what I eat.
Tell the kids and grandkids at the DVR, Dean Richards on WGN-TV at about 9:35 today.
Exactly correct.
Happy birthday, by the way. Listen to this. Marion Ross, 95 today.
What?
Mrs. C.
Oh, my gosh.
From Happy Days.
95 years old.
Isn't that great?
My mind was blown earlier this week when I saw on my birthday list the name of Joyce Randolph. You know who that is.
Oh, Trixie.
Trixie from The Honeymooners.
She's still with us.
She is still with us, and she is 99 years old.
Mm-hmm.
99 years old, so...
You know, I talked to her here, being a Honeymooners freak, a number of times over the years, and we've been trying for the last couple of years to connect with her, and I we haven't been able to. I hope she's okay. She's the last of that great cast.
I know if I'm 99 years old, I think I'm going to take a pass on most invitations, too. I think I've probably done my time.
Come to think of it, I would, too.
By then.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.